You had the kind of insect that flies around with a light in its tail.
Lightning bug.
Yeah, you ever see those very much?
Oh, yes, we have millions of them.
You do?
In our area.
Oh.
There's another name.
That's the only thing I've ever called
Firefly. But we call them lightning bugs.
Yeah, I call them the same thing. And you have the kind of animals that all get in your closet and eat your wool clothes there.
Moths.
Mm-hmm. And if you have one, you just have one.
Moth.
Mm-hmm. One other kind of insect that's kind of pesky. If you get out in the grass sometimes, oh, well, you get these on you. They'll burrow in your skin.
Red bugs.
Yeah, red bugs.
Right.
Ever heard those call anything else? What about blacks? Did they call them anything else?
Well, they called them red bugs, but my cousin in Texas called them chiggers.
Chiggers.
Right.
Ever heard anybody in Alabama use that?
No.
Not much.
Only red bugs.
Mm-hmm. What about old kind of insects that are green and brown and hollow along in the grass?
Grasshoppers.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard anybody call those hopper grasses?
No, we always said grasshoppers.
What about blacks or older people? Ever heard them?
No.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the small fish you use for bait? There what?
Nunnas.
And we talked about some kinds of fruit trees. I'll ask you a few questions about other kinds of trees. What do you call the parts of the tree that are underneath the ground there? The
roots.
Mm-hmm. What kind of trees, other than fruit trees, what kind of trees commonly grow around here?
Other than fruit trees would be pines, which is a source of income around here. The oak, beech, sweet gums, cherry laurels, mimosas.
Mm-hmm. What about the kind of tree that has broad leaves and it sheds them all at one time?
The oak.
Yeah, this is a tall white tree. It has white limbs and white scaly bark. And you know what I'm talking about? You remember in the Bible, Zacchaeus, remember what kind of tree he climbed up in?
I can't say it.
You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
There was one on.
Had long white limbs and white scaly bark and sheds all its leaves at one time.
Not the sycamore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do those grow here?
They grow here. In fact, the hurricane blew down a huge one there in this yard.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's another kind of tree that. Excuse me, Bill. South is famous for a large flowering tree has
shiny
leaves.
The magnolia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess you have plenty of those around
Lots
here.
Lots of magnolia.
Mm-hmm. What about? Ask you about some different kinds. What kinds of bushes and shrubs do you have around here?
Well, the camellia is a well-known blooming shrub. Azaleas, bridalry. Of course, the dogwood is well known through here. And we have a beautiful fringe tree that we have always called a Grancy Graybeard. Mm-hmm. And in the spring, before the leaves come on, it's covered with a white fringe.
Mm-hmm. You got the kind of bush that maybe grows along the road or by fences, and the leaves are turning bright red early and has small clusters of berries. I think old people might have used it in tanning leather.
Not sumac, but pokeweed.
I think sumac.
Sumac.